Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Very fast break, John.
It really was. This morning is doing wonderful. Kelly is here with us today, Kelly Steinman, who is a nurse with Project Independence and giving us safety tips for seniors. And as a compliment to Kelly and Project Independence, I so enjoy doing this show because you learn something. We'll always walk away from something, and it's so great to have people who are as educated, but it's not even Kelly's education, just that first story with the couple, it's her caring. Because you can have a nurse, and I'm not knocking a profession, they just got a degree. Kelly has a degree with heart, which is much more important than just having a degree. So I want to thank you sincerely for that.
The bottom line is Kelly and people like Kelly are what make the program.
Right.
It's the people who are really dealing with the people who have the problems. A lot of us kind of on a top layer of that middle layer of that. But the people who are down there and witness the stuff that goes on, that's where the credit really should go.
And for people to listen today and realize that Kelly has a 6-year relationship with just one family. There's other, obviously, this, she's just given one example that if somebody else is in need, Kelly's there or somebody else will be there. I'm not saying Kelly can't be everybody. But that's the program. It's tremendous. It really is.
It is. I agree.
But anyway, what I'd like to go to, you had a question, Otto?
I didn't. What was it?
Caffeine.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Let's go back to the hydration and maybe we can go on to something else after that. But a lot of people have a lot of problems with, like we talked about, the bathroom. And compounding that is there are seniors who have mobility problems. Mm-hmm. So they really, really don't want to go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And it becomes a catch-22, if you will. I know you can't really give any quick fix to that, but maybe some motivation or encouragement.
No, the one thing that I do say for people who have motivation issues is to make sure that you have your water available. So you don't have to get up and go to the kitchen to get water. So if you start your day with a glass of water next to where you're going to spend most of your day, we have quite a few people that spend most of their day in a recliner watching TV. So bring your water to you in the beginning of the day. Don't just have a little 4-ounce glass of water there that you're going to take your medications with. You know, bring a couple glasses of water, a couple bottles of water, so it's there ready for you. You know, getting up and drinking more water and having to go to the bathroom, that's a whole separate issue. Hopefully you have some help at home that will be able to help you with that. There's really no way of avoiding that. But having the water readily available to you so you don't have to constantly get up and go to the kitchen, that helps a little bit.
Probably helps if the path to the bathroom
is clear, clutter-free.
Without a lot of obstacles and hurdles and things that could fall over.
Mm-hmm. Right, I agree.
You know.
And I'm not saying it's cheap, but I got it from my mother. These recliner chairs.
Yes, that help you stand.
The electrical ones that you push.
Yes, and help
just
you
takes
stand
you,
up.
Yeah, and it really does help.
Yes.
It's tremendous because, you know, you're pushing up and your knees and everything's cranking. This just gently lifts you up.
Right.
And then you get back into the same thing and you push yourself back.
Yeah, we just had a client actually who ordered one of those off of Amazon.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Yes, it helps. It helps a lot. They're expensive, but it does help.
Yeah, and that's the only problem. They're not,
yes.
You know.
Yeah, but if you know, let's say you can afford it, then do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because how many hours a day do they spend in a
chair? If they're doing enough time, it's well worth it.
365 days times 8 hours a day.
That gets back to what I say with money. And you talk to, which I'm involved with adult children. I say, buy it for your mother for Christmas. All chip in.
Yeah.
You don't have to get another piece of jewelry or a dress. So you chip in together. You help her out. What's the
something
big deal?
That they could use.
Right. Or make it the combined gift for the entire year. I mean, it's like, depending on everybody's financial situation. But, I mean, you have family members. They could all throw in a few things. I agree.
Yes.
Just do
if
it.
If you can
without
afford it, just do it.
You know, that's what happened with my mother's when she was in the hospital. I said, this is not going to work. And actually, I went out. She never used it, unfortunately. She died. She didn't come out of the hospital. Mm-hmm. I went out and I bought two of them. Mm-hmm. And I changed the stuff in their living room to have one for each of them when they got home. And, you know, that was besides the point. She didn't need it. But I said, why are you doing this? Yeah,
it was there.
And I said, you know, but you don't pay attention until it was like an emergency. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, you poor thing. And I don't know who brought it to my attention. I said, well, just go buy them. But
right.
that's why you try to bring all the stuff. Like if Kelly's in your apartment, she's going to turn around and say, you can get one of these chairs right. or you can get something.
Well, that's our whole goal of most of our appointments that we see people at home is to develop a plan. So
right.
once that emergency comes into place, there is a plan in place. Unfortunately, most people that we see are already in that emergent state. They needed us quite some time ago.
Well, we, with Project Independence, talked about the circle of support.
Right.
You know, the whole idea of thinking through
important.
Ahead of time what could come about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most people stall on things like that because
right.
they don't think it's ever going
to
happen.
It's a very difficult situation to talk about. Nobody wants to talk about end of life
right.
and getting older. You know, I bring it up.
Are you sure?
You have to.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, if you can come up with a way to skip that part of it, let me know, all right?
Right, right. I wish I had a magic wand for everybody,
right.
But it
doesn't work
that way.
I don't know if you were on the show, Otto, like a month ago. Maybe it was 2 months ago. Dr. Bamba was on in reference to a mulch. You were the one?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And her, I love her. There's always enough time until there isn't.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
and
a
it's
good
just
step.
It's a nice, clean saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, I use it all the time when I'm talking to people. There's always, I have plenty of time. And then all of a sudden... And it's a mess. And you don't know what's going on.
Drop of
a
hat.
Procrastination is and denial,
mm-hmm.
Two words that you know they're powerful words.
Right, right.
You know they stop you from doing a lot of things. I mean, you deny the fact that yes, it's going to happen, and then okay, you don't deny it, but now you procrastinate because you figure I'll do it tomorrow.
Well, right. You're also coming from a generation that you lived within your means.
Right. Well, that's true.
And you see the opposite on the younger spectrum, and it's sometimes they butt heads in between, and that's what we see now with the older seniors and their kids.
Okay, yeah.
So the older seniors, no, I don't need that, but yes, you do. Here comes Kelly.
Right,
here
right,
I
right.
come.
Well, you get become part of the family. I think I mentioned my wife is a friendly visitor
yes.
with one person.
Oh,
but
nice.
She's
okay.
getting very involved with the whole thing and the family, and becomes a lot more than, you know,
oh, yes.
just walking in the door for 15
yeah.
minutes, you get engaged in the whole thing.
Oh, yes. Yes, I get many phone calls from families. And when I leave houses or just someone comes in to see me at the center, it's never just, okay, I'll see you next time. Can I give you a hug?
Right,
sure,
right. Okay,
sure.
Okay.
You come right over.
Well, you see the whole picture from a perspective of the different personalities
mm-hmm.
and the people involved, as opposed to somebody who... is kind of cold about it, if
mm-hmm.
you will. You know,
yeah,
you get more engaged.
Yeah.
And that, again, we go back to bragging about Project Independence, but it's people like Kelly that make it tick.
That's why, I mean, and Christina's had this conversation with different people. I know, you know, they'd like to do a Project Independence someplace.
Right.
This was years in the working, and I'm sure people who had Kelly's job maybe before it left because they
mm-hmm.
weren't interested.
Mm-hmm.
The people that stay are the ones that care.
Right.
And my daughter was in Sloan Kettering years ago. Yeah, you can deal with cancer. It's very difficult, but
mm-hmm.
the people there, they all bent over backwards. I mean, you'd
yes.
never seen such staff.
They were born to do it.
Another nurse may not have the same
right.
Patients. But they weren't involved then with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing another type of job.
Empathy.
Yours is not like
right.
cancer, but it's the same thing.
Right.
You have to listening sometimes to seniors. I mean, I listen to Otto here. I mean, something like, you know.
And that's a chore.
Just to touch on one thing. We still have a few minutes, though. Heat stroke versus exhaustion. I mean, I just read the difference. I don't. They're both the same thing, basically.
They really are. One's an earlier stage than the other. What you really have to stress about both is that it's overexposure to the heat and the sun. There are ways to prevent it, and these are things that we were going over today about staying out of the sun, staying in the air conditioner, wearing light, loose clothes, staying hydrated. The stages that you see during heat exhaustion and heat stroke, it just one is really worse than the other. We don't want anybody to experience either
okay.
one. Either one is bad for you. If you are experiencing any of these or someone that you know is experiencing any of these symptoms, dizziness, nausea, non-sweating, almost feeling chilly, which actually does happen sometimes, which we have seen more with very late seniors and young children actually happens. We want you to sit in a cool, dry place. even if it's just the shade, if you could just get someone into a shade, if they're feeling very dizzy, just get them, lower them down to the ground wherever you are. You could shade them with your body by standing in the stream of the sun. Let them drink some water. Before you do anything else, after you give them the water, call 911.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's very, very important. This can go from a dangerous situation to an extreme emergency very quickly. Someone can pass out, become unresponsive, and then you're going into a whole bunch of other things. You need to know their medications. You need to know a bunch of different things. It's your best bet is to be safe than sorry, and to get into the shade, call 911 and let the experts handle it. A wet towel is good if you have access to that.
Right.
You can always, take off your shirt and wet it down and put it over the person. Just try to get ice packs on the neck, the wrists, underneath the armpits, in the groin area. That really helps lower your body temperature quickly, mm-hmm. and that really does help a lot. Armpits especially. Even if someone is not that responsive, you don't just stop. You take something cold and you stick it underneath their armpits. You lift their arms up and put it down. That really is very helpful, and that's something that even if an ambulance arrives quickly, that's something that they're going to do too. They're going to put it in the armpits and in the groin. Don't be shy during these times. If you can help somebody, help someone.
Right.
I like to walk, all right? Mm-hmm. And 2 minutes. We're on a 2 minute.
Okay.
I forgot to help you.
We'll talk quick.
And yesterday, I figured it was going to be hot out, so I mm-hmm. went out at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
And I usually walk a half an hour, 35, mm-hmm. 40 minutes, whatever. And I made the decision after the first 5 minutes that I was only going to walk 10 minutes.
Right.
Because it was really heavy. Mm-hmm. Could feel it. And one of the things I read that you wrote too was about exercise, walking or gardening or whatever mm-hmm. you like to do. Mm-hmm. You have to use common sense about
right.
it too.
You either do it in the early morning hours or late at night,
or skip it if it's really bad.
Right. Well, if it's real bad like it was yesterday, you stay indoors.
Yeah.
The gardening will get done.
Yesterday was bad.
As fat-headed
as I could be, yeah. I said,
once you open that door, if it's thick, you stay inside.
Yeah. Just walking in the parking lot yesterday, my shirt was getting wet, just getting from the car to the office. I said it was not
terrible.
Good.
And that other thing about caffeine, I just wanted to say caffeine will dehydrate you quickly. So if you're going to a place and you want to have tea or coffee, please make sure it's decaffeinated.
It's like the conflicting news the other day about coffee, caffeine. You drink whatever, you're going to live 800 years longer. There's so much confliction about mm-hmm. that, yet I think in moderation is what you need.
Well, moderation with everything is okay.
Right. Yeah.
That's it. We're out of time. Kelly, I want to thank you not only for sharing your knowledge today, but for all you do for Project Independence.
Okay.
Those people are very lucky, the ones that you are one-on-one-ing with, to have you. We've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.